Well, good evening and welcome everyone to Moore High School and boys basketball in the Granite Ridge Conference tonight on You Are There Sports as the Piers Pioneers bring their 10-3 record to Moore to face the undefeated 7th-ranked Mustangs. Good evening, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Moore 13-0, coached by Kurt Grotchek, and they defeated the Pioneers back on January the 28th by a 70-42 setback. That was the Pioneers' 5th game of the year. They are 7-1 since that game. Their only loss in that period, the double overtime setback in Albany, the last time the Pioneers took to the court. It's the first of 3 road games this week for the guys. They will go to Pequot Lakes for another key 7AA matchup. That'll be Thursday night. And then they'll go to Foley to wrap up the week on Friday. So a busy week, a lot of bus time for the guys. Let's see if they can start the week on a high note with a win tonight here against the Mustangs. We'll be back. We'll visit with the two head coaches. Kurt Grotchek is head coach of Moore. Joe Call is the head coach of the Pioneers. Back with both gentlemen's interviews after this on You Are There Sports.
Are you wanting the hottest new Verizon phone but are just a little hesitant to make the switch? Maybe it's the thought of transferring all your info over, or maybe it's just learning something new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in for the design difference. Let us help you out with everything Verizon. We make getting your new Verizon device easy and painless. We do all we can to make sure that you leave our store with what you want and set up how you like it. Experience the design difference and get the best customer service today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Joining me, Kurt Grotchek, coach of the Moore Mustangs, coach. And since we've seen you last, nothing much has changed as far as a win-loss. The team is rolling right along.
They play very, very well together. They really like playing with each other. We're having a good time, that's for sure.
Second look at Piers, you guys kind of ran away. You trailed by 2 at half, but really put it together and steamrolled in the second half. And has that kind of been the case, second half better than the first half, or has it been a game-by-game?
Most of the games we've had, we've found another gear or two in the second half. Not all of them, but a lot of them to know that, you know, we can expect a little bit more out of ourselves in that second half.
immediately after you played us, your next game was down in Albany. Big win for your team down there. Talk about what it took to beat the Huskies on their court.
It took some tremendous defense by my guys and a little luck with some calls and maybe a guy or two that got a little cold at the right time for us. But I think a big part of that was our defense.
What's the most underrated part, do you think, of your team?
Unselfishness. They don't care who scores, how many they score. There have been a few games where the players have been upset that everybody hasn't scored.
Pierce tonight, the second time around, I'm sure you expect some adjustments from them. What do you expect from this Pierce team you'll face on your floor? A team that took you to overtime here after kind of you handled them at their place last year, kind of a repeat.
I think they're going to be pretty stingy about letting us score. We're going to have our work cut out for us trying to get the ball in.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Rick.
Coach Gratjak of Mora joining us tonight on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Pierce Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Frisabilla, Pierce Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Pierce Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Here's Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootleggers Bar, Select Therapy, Lloydal Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Pierce Legion Park.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Thielen Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show in Mora is Pioneer head coach Joe Call. And Joe, you get a look at the Mora Mustangs here. They took it to your squad in Pierce. They haven't lost. They haven't really been tested a whole lot. You'd like to change that tonight?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we'll see if all the homework and film watching and preparation pays off to give us a chance to be in the ballgame here tonight.
Going back to that first meeting, you went right at the teeth of their defense, Garrett Hans from inside. He responded with an 11-block game. Will it be a different attack, I would think, maybe tonight?
Yeah, no doubt. We just got to find ways to try to pull him out of the paint somewhat. And what they were kind of doing last time against us was they were putting him on, you know, our fifth guy out on the floor and just kind of leaving him in the paint to clog things up. So we got to find different ways and be creative to try and get him out of the paint, but then also at the same time, you're not going to get him out of there all the time, so guys are going to have to adjust and maybe pull up and hit that mid-range shot rather than trying to go right underneath the hoop where he's standing there waiting to block your shot. So it'll be a game of adjustments.
This is a group of guys for the Pioneers that they got a lot of pride, a lot of heart, a lot of character, and I think that probably still stings what happened on our home court. And if I know those guys, there's going to be a little extra fire, extra maybe log on that fire tonight.
No doubt. And kind of the same thing with our team last year. You know, they came into our place and you know, in all honesty, it's embarrassing when you get beat by that many points. And, you know, you don't want it to happen again as a coach. You don't want it to happen again as a player. And like you said, these guys take pride in what they do and the work that they put in. And I expect a totally different ball game tonight.
They're also going to have to look at some different, when I see they, Mora, you know, Ben Burnick has become more of a fixture in your offense. Andy Winter has become more and more established out there and confident in what he can do. And, you know, your proven pieces, you know, your Ryans, your Michaels, and your Jonas out there. So it's just a more mature opponent that Mora will face tonight.
No doubt. And we have to expect the same in return. Some of the guys that maybe didn't perform a whole lot for them, that they're going to come out and show improvement as well. But, yeah, definitely Winsher and Ben and Jones have all been moving in the right direction, and we're going to count on those guys tonight. And, I once again, you know, those guys are competitors too, and they're kind of seeing what these seniors are doing and the effort that they put in. You can just see the difference too, like when these guys are playing JV and then they come out play varsity, the level of confidence that they play with. But that also rubs off, you know, from those seniors that are out there, you know, giving it everything they got.
Would I be correct if I assume you were watching the Melrose YouTube channel last night?
Yeah, there was a little bit of scouting going on there, and interesting to see some scores and how good teams really are and whatnot. But yeah, it was a interesting game. A lot of points being thrown up.
That's for sure. Ben Wright, leading the conference in scoring, gets a lot of his stuff in transition, and I think a lot of that starts with their big guy in the middle, going back to him, just kind of clogging everything up and letting those guards gamble and maybe leak out a bit. But between he and Lilienthal, two super quick guards, very athletic, very good court awareness here.
Yeah, we're going to try a little different approach tonight. I mean, Wright is getting his points no matter who teams put on him. So we're going to switch some guys up on him a little bit once and see if we can limit some of the points that these other guys are scoring. You know, Lilienthal, you know, he's putting the ball in the hoop, and some of these other guys, and we're just going to kind of throw a little different look at him tonight and see how they respond. And who knows? Like I said, it's going to be a game of adjustments throughout the entire game, and hopefully we can make the right ones.
Just happened to click on TV and watch the end of Hoosiers today, and you look at it, and a big theme of that was mindset. Going into that big building, you're coming in here against, you know, probably a pretty heavy underdog to this Mora team, you know, but it's an opportunity more than a challenge here to come in here and do what no one else has done.
Those are the best games to be in. You got nothing to lose. You can lay it all on the line and get after it. You're expected to come in here and lose. And to me, I know when I played, that just fueled me to play that much harder and work that much harder. And I know it's going to do the same for our guys tonight.
Coach, good luck.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Joe Call and the Pioneers, they get ready to face 7th-ranked Mora. And you'll hear it next on You Were There Sports.
All right, we are ready to go with tonight's Granite Ridge boys action. Both teams are on the court. They've been introduced. We've had the anthem. The only thing left to do is play basketball. Jonah Prokot against Garrett Honstrom to jump center to make this game officially underway. And the toss is underway, and it's controlled to Jeff Lilienthal, the point guard for the Mustangs. Mora 13-0, ranked number 7. Right away, they go indoors and miss. Rebound is Prokot. Here comes Wincher up the court for Leidenfrost. Drifting out to the corner. Comes out, goes for Stuckmeyer. Ryan out to the wing for Noah Sakulla. Back for Jonah. Left side, Michael Leidenfrost. It's a man-to-man defense by the blue-clad Mustangs. Wincher finds Sakulla, perimeter right side. Drives, draws a double, throws it out. Wincher for Stuckmeyer. Ryan's going to drive. Ryan up and under, missed it. Rebound Honstrom. Back comes Lilienthal to the corner. Into the hands of Caleb Anderson. Same starting lineups tonight that were in Piers in late January. To the wing right side. This is parents' night in Mora. It's at Rasmussen. Out top now, here's Bennett Wright, the top scorer in the conference at 18-7 a game. Three-pointer is off. Rebound for Ryan Stuckmeyer. 0-0 over a minute in. Noah Sakulla drives and finds Wincher for three. Off. Rebound. Lilienthal skying for the board. Up ahead now, Jeff Lilienthal. with 16:40 to play. No score in Mora. Wright against Wincher, pushes it left side. Inside for Hahnstrom, and it's off his fingertips, out of bounds. They try to lob it to the 6'7" junior, Garrett Hahnstrom, who was such a force in Piers with 11 block shots that night. He's averaging 11.4 points a game. He's the lone underclassman for Mora that starts. The other four are seniors. Hahnstrom, the junior. Top of the key. Stuckmeyer started in, darts back out. Now Michael's going to penetrate. Kick out for a Wincher three. Andy, in and out. Andy's had a couple of them rattle the cage here early, and we've now played two scoreless minutes in Mora. Lilienthal off for Bennett Wright. Wright, top of the key. The left-hander's three bangs off, all alone underneath for an easy putback is Caleb Anderson. Easiest bucket he'll get. Fell right to his hands underneath the hoop. A dangerous pass, almost stolen by Wright. It's 2-0 Mora, 15:40 to go. Here's Leidenfrost, leaner inside, partially blocked inside by Rasmussen. And now it's Mora transitioning into the front court. This is Lilienthal trying to beat Wincher. He dribbled it off a foot. There's a dive, and they keep it alive. Hustle play by Mora. Left side with 15:20 to go. Here's Anderson teeing up a three. It deflects off the rim right to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Ryan will push it ahead now for Jonah Prokot. Jonah for Wincher. His corner three is off. Long rebound run down by Sakulla in the opposite corner. Michael, jump stop, doubled in for Sakulla, up and off the iron. Hahnstrom with the rim, and the Pioneers struggling to get something to drop here early. There's a tip by Prokot. Steal for Michael. Tipped loose by Lilienthal. He's back the other way. Sakulla back. And Noah strips it away. 14:45. Lot of action. Few points. 2-0 Mora. Baseline right on the throw-in for Rasmussen. A 6'2 senior finds Wright against Stuckmeyer. Off to Anderson in the left corner. Guarded by Noah Sakulla. To the wing right side, they work it back out to Wright. Down to the left corner now. They leave Rasmussen alone, and he clanks a three-pointer off the rim. Here comes Ryan ahead. Ryan to the right wing for Sakulla. With Hahnstrom on him, and his pass to a cutting Wincher picked off by Lilienthal. 14:10 to play. Lilienthal probes the lane, comes bound to Wright, fires it across the way for Rasmussen. Back out to Anderson. Now Wright being closely guarded by Wincher. Wincher poked it loose, but it went right to Lilienthal. 2-0 Mora, 13:55 to play. Lilienthal fires it back out. Wing left side as Ben Vernig comes to the scorer's table. To the corner, Wright for three, off. Rebound belongs to Michael Leidenfrost. Piers yet to score, yet trailing by only two. 13:35 to go. Ryan on the sideline, cuts to the middle. Ryan off for Sakulla near the top of the key. Couple of dribbles, back to Ryan on the wing for three, short. Rebound, Hahnstrom, and he wrestles it away from Jonah Prokot. It's one and done again. Pioneers have yet to get anything to drop, and we've played almost 5 minutes. 2-0 Mora with 13:10 to play. Pick and roll. Lilienthal out top. Anderson off now to Rasmussen. Fires it down low. Skip pass across. Here's a top of the key jumper by Hahnstrom for two. 4-0 Mora, 12:50 to play. First half from Mora. Here's Sakulla, the senior, quarterbacking it, and he'll just pop a three, comes up short. Rebound down to Andrew Rasmussen. Into the lane, Wright will penetrate and score, and it's a 6-0 lead. Mora and a timeout for the Pioneers. With 12:33 to play, Mora 6, Piers 0 with a break in Mora.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with the Dyna Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce, or check us out on Facebook.
All right, back to action, and the Pioneers have just scored on a Michael Leidenfrost layup to make it 6-2 Mora, 12-10 to play in the half. Took the Pioneers nearly 6 minutes to get on the board, but when they do, it's Michael from the left side. Now, right out top, one-on-one, pulls up over Ryan Stuckmeyer, missed it, and Zach Jones powers down the rebound. Jones and Vernig checked in during the timeout, so it's Leidenfrost, Stuckmeyer, Vernig, Prokot, and Jones for the Pioneers. 11:45 to play. Stuckmeyer out front, picked up his dribble, and circling around is Leidenfrost to take over and relieve the pressure. Michael drives the lane, knocked off the ball. Wright picks it up. Pioneers hustling back. Wright, one on three, slows and leaves it off for Sampson, who checked in. Jack Sampson, he fires it back out front. Now it's Rasmussen to the corner for Wright. Tries to throw it inside, and we're going to get a foul as Hanstrom tried to box down low. Either Vernig or Prokot here. Ben Vernig, who's coming off the big night against Albany when he poured in 15, a career high for the junior. Into the corner off the inbounds. This is Noah Nelson going up. Almost traveled. Got away with it. Now Sampson spins, looking for some help. Back out. They reset with Wright. 11:05 to play in the half. 6-2. In for Hanstrom, and he's got position and scores. 4 for Garrett Hanstrom. And it's an 8-2 Mora lead. 10:55 to play. Here's Ryan Stuckmeyer weaving through traffic to the corner. Michael to the lane. Back out. Jones for three. It's off the front rim. Hanstrom controls the rebound again. A lot of one-and-done trips for the Pioneers so far. To the right side, Noah Nelson loose on the baseline, and he gets it to go. And it's 10-2 Mora. 10.5 to play. Stuckmeyer dribbles ahead into the lane to the corner. Vernon got a defender off his feet. Oh, they're going to call Ben for a travel before the foul. Sampson ended up draped over the back of Vernig, but they say Ben traveled first, so no foul. Now Andy Winter returns. Stuckmeyer's out. Jones leaves, and Sakulla is back. Mora off to a 10-2 lead with 10:25 to play as Ben Wright brings it up court. He had 19 in Piers. To the wing right side, jump stop down to the corner into the hands of Caleb Anderson. Back out to the wing to Jack Sampson. He'll fire over Sakulla short. Long rebound right back to Sampson on one bounce. To right, baseline drive by the left-hander. Throws it inside, all kinds of traffic. Loose ball's picked up. Here comes Wincher. Andy up, and it's blocked off the glass. Clean block as Wincher went up from the left side. 9:50 to go. Here's a drive by Wright, and he's fouled going up. Sakulla or Prokot here. Wright slashing on the left baseline to the underneath the backboard, and the Pioneer foul will go on Prokot. First on Jonah, second Pioneer foul of this half. Two shots for Wright, and the first is good. His first free throw tonight. He's got 3 points. He's a 68% free throw shooter. Stuckmeyer back for Prokot. Hanstrom and Rasmussen are ready to check in again. 9:46 to play. It's an 11-2 lead. And that one is good. Four early points for the conference's top scorer, Ben Wright, who's got a season-high 25 against Malacca. Hanstrom back, and Rasmussen is back. Sampson and Nielsen sit. Pressure by Mora. Leidenfrost gets the return pass from Ryan Stuckmeyer. Michael brings it across midcourt, now gives it off to Stuckmeyer, top of the key for Andy Wincher. Wincher fires. Michael will pop a three, and that's back rim. And Nielsen elevating again for the rebound. Nielsen cuts to the middle of the court, trying to draw a cheap foul on Stuckmeyer, trying to get Ryan to run up his back. Pioneers have scored 2 points in almost 9 minutes. 9:15 to go. It's 12-2 Mustangs. Wing right side to Andrew Rasmussen. Down to the corner for Anderson. Back out Lilienthal. Lob down, Hanstrom working on Vernig, kicks it out, right for three, left side, short, rebound underneath, put it on the ground, and that forces a scramble, bodies all over, held ball, this should be Pierce Arrow on the possession, and it is. Rasmussen got the rebound, but tried that one little quick power dribble to collect and get his feet set under him, and by that time, all kinds of hands were trying to dig the ball loose, and it results in a jump ball. 8:50 to go. Leidenfrost driving. Dumps it down low, and Vernig is fouled. Nice little look inside, little shovel pass from Michael. And it's a Mora foul coming on number 22, Caleb Anderson. It's his first, and the first Mora foul. 8:48 to go. Pioneers still stuck on two. Wright sits now, as in is Nick Nelson. Comes into Leidenfrost in the corner, back for Vernig. Vernig finds Wincher. Now it's Stuckmeyer at the top. Ryan's going to drive. Cut off there. Nice defense by Anderson. Back out for Sakulla in the corner against Nielsen. Out top. And a Wincher three is up. And it's good. Wincher for three. And that makes it a 12-5 score. First points for Andy tonight. Andy had 4 3-pointers against Albany in that double overtime loss. Mora went down. They won in Albany earlier this year. That was right after they played Pierce. They beat the Huskies 62-56 in Albany. Hanstrom inside, gets it in and for two more. And Garrett Hanstrom with 6 early points. Under 8 minutes to go, 14-5 in favor of Mora. Stuckmeyer trying to take Lilienthal off the dribble. Now finds Sakulla to the lane for two. Noah with a nice use. Left-hand dribble, and all of a sudden he flipped it over to his right hand, and that opened up the shooting lane, and he banked it in. First two for Noah Sakulla to make it 14-7. Nice strong drive by Noah. Pioneers feel like they're starting to find their offense a little bit after going really cold early. Lilienthal for three. No! Flying in for the board is Michael Leidenfrost. Michael ahead, Sakulla. Whistle travel. Watching the JV game, this crew calls a travel a lot. The JV game was littered with traveling calls, and we've had a couple here early. Ben got one early, and now another one on the Pioneers. Vernig and Leidenfrost come out. Zach Jones is back, and so is Jonah Procott. It's Mora 14, Pierce 7 with 7:15 to play in the half. Lilienthal, Hanstrom asking for the ball at the high post, throws it down low, and it's tipped away. Jones with a steal. Up ahead now comes Noah Sakulla. Cruising through the lane. Goes up. Blocked. And it goes off the shoulder of Noah. Hanstrom with the rejection. He blocked the shot. The ball went off his hands, off the bottom of the backboard. And a tough break for Pierce. It bounced right off Noah's shoulder. Referee was right there to spot it. Out top of the key now comes Rasmussen to Lilienthal. Baseline cut off by the defense of Ryan Stuckmeyer. Back to Wright. 6:45 to play. Jones defending on the perimeter. Off to Wright. Tip ball by Wincher. Loose on the floor. Scrambles. Sakulla dives in. And we got a held ball. This one will go to Mora. Wincher deflected a right dribble. And it'll stay with the Mustangs on this arrow. 6:36 to go in a 14-7 Mora lead. First half in Mora tonight. Baseline left to throw it in. Looking. They lob it all the way deep to Lilienthal, who was back near the top of the key on the Pioneer offensive zone. And now they're back into the front court. This is Caleb Anderson. to Rasmussen. Lilienthal's three is good. Right side three. Jeff Lilienthal's first points. Lead is 10, 17-7. Wincher for Stuckmeyer. Ryan back for Jones. Now Prokot going to drive and dish for Noah. Touch pass for a Jones three. Off rebound, whistle away from the ball. We got a foul coming up as Anderson and Prokot got tangled up, and Jonah's picked up his second. Two on Jonah, and Michael will replace Jonah on the Pioneer lineup with 6:05 to play. 17-7, Mora. Pass comes in to Ben Wright, a 6'2 senior left-hander. They work the offense to the right side. Lilienthal scored 16 in Piers. That's his season high. He's got three so far tonight. Now it's Rasmussen directing the offense for Lilienthal. Back out right side for Caleb Anderson. For Hanstrom, right side, got his feet tangled up, shoveled a pass out. Lilienthal will try for another three, and the soft roll goes. Lilienthal with his second three. And it's 20-7 with 5.5 minutes to go. Sakulla shovels the ball off to Stuckmeyer, and a timeout for the Pioneers. Coach Call will use his second timeout with 5:24 to play in the half. Mora has built a 13-point lead. It's 20-7.
Hey, everyone. Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We have a few great things for you in March. Starting March 8th, we have a full-time person on staff in Piers to work on electric motors immediately so you can take them home the day you bring them. Also in Piers, we'd like to get rid of our 2020 Troy-built snowblower inventories. So stop in, see Bill, get a good deal, and be ready for 2021 winter season. There are great deals on Purina and Hubbard cattle minerals, Crystal Lake tubs, select Land O'Lake milk replacers, and Napa filters. One unlucky event for March, though, is our annual meeting. We will not be having our annual meeting in person due to the current pandemic. We ask that you come to Buckman March 10th through the 16th to pick up your patronage checks, annual report, manager report, and vote. Voting must be done in person in Buckman. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, out of the timeout, Piers on offense. Going inside is Noah Sakulla, and he draws a foul. Noah will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. And the foul. Hanstrom gets his first. And that's the second Mustang foul. Free throws for senior Noah Sakulla, who's got two tonight. 20-7, Mora. That one is good. Three for Sakulla. Noah averages 10.8 a game. He had five the first time these two teams played. Here's the second. Free throw also. Oh, that one rolled off. Hanstrom the rebound. Thought that was going to fall in. 20-8, and a hard pass collected on the baseline. Lilienthal will try for another three, way off the mark that time, and Jones has the rebound. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining in the half in Mora, and the Pioneers throw the ball away inside, leads to a Bennett Wright breakout on the other end. Two more for Bennett Wright. He's got a half a dozen, and it's 22-8, Mustangs. Here's Jones for Stuckmeyer. Ryan dribbles off, scoops it off for Sakulla. Trying to take Lilienthal. Leaves it for Jones. Quickly to Leidenfrost. Michael. Hand off to Ryan. Ryan will pop from the top, and it's in and out again. Lilienthal with another rebound, the shortest man on the floor. And he throws a no-look pass and a missed layup underneath by Rasmussen. Beautiful pass. And now it's Leidenfrost challenging Hanstrom, and Hanstrom sends it out of there. Block shot for Garrett Hanstrom. Now Wincher's coming back. 4:21 to play. Mora 22, Piers 8. Prokot returns for Sakulla. So it's Stuckmeyer, Vernick, Prokot, Leidenfrost, and Wincher right now. Ryan will pass in. Goes to Prokot in the corner. Back for Ryan. Top of the key, Wincher. Michael zips it down. Jonah got by his first defender. Michael now will drive. Stop. Back out for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Ryan looking for a crease against Wright. Now it's in the hands of Stuckmeyer again, left side. Ryan dribbles, got a screen from Prokot. Can't use it though. Now it's Leidenfrost. Michael Picked up his dribble, goes for Vernick down in the left corner. Back for Michael. 3:50 to play. Out of the side of their eye, they're just keeping an eye on Coach Calls. He's shouting the instructions on what they want to do in this offensive set. Here comes Michael. Top of the key. Prokop will fire and miss a three. And the rebound is pulled away by Rasmussen for the Mustangs. They're running the floor the other end. They miss. And here comes Jonah, and from behind the play, reaching in is Noah Nielsen to pick up a foul. First on Noah Nielsen. Third team foul. And with 3:28 to go, the Pioneers have yet to score into double figures. It's 22-8. Winter will bring it up. Midcourt for Andy. Now Vernick on the right side arc. Behind the three-point line. For Winter again at the top. For Stuckmeyer, way out on the floor. The Mora defense not giving up anything inside. The big eraser in the middle, Hahnstrom. Now Vernick will take it, and he misses a layup. He got by Hahnstrom, just left it short on the rim, and the cold spell continues for the Pioneer offense, and there's a foul out on the floor as this will go on Winter trying to stop the drive of Wright. No, they gave it to Ben Vernick on a reach. That's number two on Ben. So Vernick and Prokop with two fouls apiece. Jones and Sakala come back for Vernick and Stuckmeyer. Nielsen and Sampson leave as the Mustangs inbounds. Wright cruises through the lane, and Noah sticks out a leg and ends up tripping up the ball handler Wright. And Noah picks up his first, and that's the fifth Pioneer foul with exactly 3 minutes left in the half. The pass in for Wright, bounces it for Hahnstrom. Hahnstrom collects it, fires it back out to the left side for Rasmussen. Cross for a Lilienthal three, short, whistle, and it hit the support to stop play, a dead ball. Hit the strap supporting the backboard. So 22-8, Pioneers are down by 14 with 2:50 to play. Sakala, Prokot, Winter, Leidenfrost, and Jones for the Pioneers. Here's Sakala to the right side, out for Andy. Thought about it, goes back for Noah. Noah off left side, Michael beat Lilienthal, drives and dishes for Prokot. Back for Winter, three-pointer is up, and that is short. Jones keeps the rebound alive. And Prokot back for Winter. Prokot again now for Michael. Michael in traffic for Winter. Left corner, three, off, rebound underneath for Bennett Wright. Pioneers lose track of Hahnstrom, and the big man runs the floor and rewarded with a layup. 8 for Hahnstrom, 24-8, 2:05 to go. Jonah Prokot off the dribble, jump stop, leaner in traffic, doesn't go, but a foul will send Prokot to the stripe. 2 minutes exactly to play in the first. Jonah Prokot for a pair of free throws coming. Jonah has yet to score tonight. He was held to 4 the first time these two teams played. Need Jonah's offense. First is good. 24-9. In for Mora, Nick Nelson, a 6-foot junior. He replaces Caleb Anderson, one of the starting forwards. One more for Jonah. It's up, and it's good. Mora 24, Pierce 10 with 2 minutes to go in the half. His right brings it up. Looks like Ryan Stuckmeyer will come in during the next dead ball. Mora's ball on the offensive end with Nelson. Baseline cut off by Sakala. Finds a teammate in the corner. Out for Wright. Wright shut down by Jones. Gives the ball up. Now Hahnstrom posting up under the hoop. Finds a cutter and he scores. That's Nick Nelson from Hahnstrom for two. 26-10. Winter now in the corner. Here comes Jonah. Jonah stopped, doubled, finds Jones. Jones driving baseline, had it tipped out, saved by Morin. Here they come with Lilienthal. Lilienthal gets it back on the give and go, and they will count the basket, or is it a charge? The ball goes in. They're going to count the hoop. Lilienthal has 8, and he'll shoot an and one. The foul on Michael Leidenfrost, his first, team 6th. Stuckmeyer in for Jones now with a minute 22 to go. And the Mustangs looking to go up by 19. Missed it. Rebound, Sakala. So it's 28-10 with 80 seconds to go. Here's Michael. Off for Winter. Andy's three is short. Andy follows his own miss. Sakala, though, saves it out for Prokot. For Michael's three, and that one is long, and the Pioneers are just ice cold. 28-10 with a minute to go. Right. Back out for Lilienthal. Here's the jumper in and out. Rebound inside. Up with the left. No. Hanstrom again. Tied up. And we're going to get a foul, I believe, on Michael Leidenfrost. That's two on Michael. And it'll be free throws for the Mustangs. Will it be two or the one and one? They're going to say one and one. Hanstrom will be the shooter. In for Mora, Noah Nielsen. Nielsen replacing Nick Nelson. 51 seconds to play, first half. The front end for Hanstrom. Good. He leads all scorers with 9 points. 29-10. Here comes the second. It's up, and it's good. Hanstrom with 10. And here we go with the final 45 seconds of the half. Pioneers give it off. Prokot off for Winter near corner. Andy over right, and that one is short off the rim. Prokot tips the rebound out. Ball rolling on the floor to midcourt. Picked up by Mora with 30 seconds to go. Coach Grachuk up says, let's get one. Lilienthal out front now. This is Nielsen. Noah Nielsen. 20 seconds left. Right near midcourt. Guarded by Winter. Still dribbling through the Mora logo. 15 seconds to go. It's going to be right against Winter to finish the half. No, Lilienthal. They switch off to the left. 5 seconds left. A drive by Nielsen. Back to the basket. Inside. Lilienthal scores at the buzzer. Count the basket. He cut down the middle and got a pass and just got it to go before the horn sounded. And the Mora Mustangs lead Pierce 32-10 at halftime.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Perry Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Well, at halftime here in Mora, the home team Mustangs enjoying a healthy 32-10 lead over the visiting Pioneers tonight, as the shots just not falling in that first half for the Pioneers. And as a result of that cold shooting, the lead has grown to a 22-point halftime margin for Mora. Undefeated 13-0, Pierce 10-3, a very, very good record. But tonight, they're going to have to make some big changes in this half to get their shots to fall and fight their way back into this. When they played in Pierce, Pioneers ended up losing that game by 28 points. They were ahead at halftime by 2 and lost by 28. We'll see if they can flip the script here, be down by 22, and maybe come back. But it's an uphill climb to be certain. At halftime for Mora, they've already got two players with double figures, 10 points apiece for Garrett Honstrom and Jeff Lilienthal. Lilienthal's buzzer beater gives him 10. Ben Wright with 6. 2 apiece for Caleb Anderson, Nick Nelson, and Noah Nielsen. Playing but not scoring in that half, Jack Sampson, Andrew Rasmussen. Mora went 4 of 5 from the free throw line. They only committed 3 fouls, 1 apiece on Caleb Anderson, Garrett Honstrom, and Noah Nielsen. Coach Grotchuk did not use a first-half timeout. For Pierce, they're 10 points. You know, you got Andy Winter with a 3. Noah Sakala has 3. 2 for Michael Leidenfrost and Jonah Prokot with 2. Playing but not scoring were Ryan Stuckmeyer, Ben Vernig, and Zach Jones. Pierce goes 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Jonah went 2 for 2. Noah Sakala was 1 for 2. 3 Pioneers have 2 fouls already. Michael Leidenfrost, Jonah Prokot, and Ben Vernig. And 1 foul on Noah Sakala. Coach Joe Call used 2 of his allotted 5 timeouts. JV lost tonight. Close one. They battled back, tied it late, but Mora wins 47-43 in the JV game. We'll take a look at the other games tonight. Boys and girls action. As we come down the stretch, only a week or two left here in the regular season before playoff time. At halftime here, it's Mora 32, Pierce 10 on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Sarabacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lash's Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Vicky's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shogun, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies Oil, Piers Service, Piers Foods, Vernon Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, back in Mora, both teams have returned to the court. Let's take a look at other high school activity action here tonight. It was a good night for the Pioneer wrestling team tonight. Coach Skip Toops and the squad, they swept at home, beating Hibbing 42-33, and they beat Osakis 53-7. Their matches at Ricori, scheduled for Thursday, have been canceled, so the next matches for the wrestlers will be Friday at home, and they'll take on Cloquet and Holding Ford on Friday. So good job tonight by the wrestlers to win two. Boys basketball tonight, you've got the Little Falls Flyers at St. Cloud Cathedral. Foley is home tonight facing the Zimmerman Thunder. It's Holding Ford playing at Painesville. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is in Kimball. Maple Lake hosting Atwater Cosmos Grove City. And Eden Valley Watkins is in Royalton tonight. Elsewhere, Melrose is in Morris, taking on Morris Area Chicago, Alberta. Long Prairie Gray Eagle is up in Sabika. Sauk Center has gone to Browerville Eagle Valley. Swanville is in Osakis. Upsala at St. John's Prep. Wilmer at Tech. Crosby Ironton is playing at Staples Motley tonight. Virginia at Barnum. Pillager is playing at Henning tonight. In girls basketball, you've got St. Cloud Cathedral playing in Melrose. Zimmerman is at Chisago Lakes. Malacca hosting St. Francis. Maple Lake is down in Elk River to face Spectrum. Royalton at Long Prairie Gray Eagle. ACGC is in Holding Ford. Osakis at Benson. Tech at Sauk Rapids. Wilmer's in Alex. Sartell at Apollo. Park Rapids at Aiken. Perham playing at Pequot Lakes. It is Mora 32, Piers 10. The second half is next.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpiers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right. Pioneers have possession to start the half. It's in the hands of Ryan Stuckmeyer. They lob it down for Prokot. Cross the way. His pass picked off by Andrew Rasmussen. Bennett Wright coming back the other way, guarded by Stuckmeyer. First possession of the half for the Mustangs. Here's a three-pointer by Caleb Anderson that rockets off the window right to Noah Sakulla. Guarded by Lilienthal to the corner right side for Leidenfrost. Wincher quickly out to Sakulla. Thought about a three, decides that's a good idea. It was a three for Noah to give him six, and it's 32-13. Now Wright throws it out for Lilienthal. He'll look for a lane, puts it up in traffic, and scores off the glass. 12 for Jeff Lilienthal tonight. We've played a minute. Here's a drive by Michael. Off balance, missed it. Hanstrom the board. Here comes Mora with Wright in transition. Wright for a trailer. Lost, stripped away by the Pioneers. They create a turnover that time. Here's Sakala going in. Noah up and in for two. Good start for Noah. And official timeout. One of the Mustangs, Lilienthal's shoe, comes undone. 16:43 to play in the ball game. Mora 34, Pierce 15. Pioneers start the half with Prokot, Sakala, Stuckmeyer, Leidenfrost, and Wincher. To the near side, Leidenfrost defending on the ball. Off to the right side, Nielsen. Right off a double screen. Works it to the baseline. Elbow jumper, good. Ben Wright has eight. 36-15. 16-15 to play. Sakala takes it deep down to the baseline. Back. Prokot fires it inside. Intended for Leidenfrost. Tip ball. Pioneers keep it. On the baseline, Sakala. Prokot drives. Kicks out for Wincher. He'll tee it up from deep and miss to the left. The rebound pulled away. And here comes Nielsen. Up in front of the Piers bench. One hands it to the near side for Rasmussen. He misses the three. The rebound comes right back to the shooter, though. He leans in and hit the backboard. It comes right down to Wincher. 15:40 to play. Oh, boy. Joe Call is going to pull his five guys right now. Here's Sakala. And we got a travel. Vernig, Landon Schomer, Jacob Hyatt, Kirby Fisher, and Kyle Welly are coming in. Coach Call is pulling the five guys off the court. I don't think Joe was happy the way that last rebound was allowed to come right down to the shooter again. Back in for Mora comes Jack Sampson and Noah Nielsen. They both rotated in that first half for Coach Grachuk. Here comes Mora with Ben Wright. 15 and a half to go. We'll see how long those five sit. Hyatt defending. Out top of the key for Hanstrom. Welly will drive, cut off. And Kyle got off balance and bumps into Wright. And Welly will pick up the foul. His first, team's first. And now Coach Call has had his say. He sends Sakala, Leidenfrost, and Stuckmeyer back in, joining Prokot and Vernig. So we'll see what the message is, see how well it was received by those guys. Out front, Hanstrom to the wing for Wright. Coming up on 15 minutes to play. This is Andrew Rasmussen looking for a screen, trying to take his man. Good defense there. Three-pointer from in front of the bench. No. Elevating is Leidenfrost. That shot put up by Noah Nielsen. Here comes Noah Sakala for Ryan Stuckmeyer. His three is good. Ryan on the scoreboard. And it's 36-18. First points of the night for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Here's a lob inside. Hanstrom lost his footing. Vernig tips it ahead to Prokot. Two Mustangs back. Jonah goes behind the back and lays it up and in to Stuckmeyer. It turned into a behind-the-back pass. It wasn't intended to be. But now the Pioneers. Here's Wright, and they're going to... Oh, no! They're going to get the foul on Ben, and that's going to be a restricted arc foul. The foul will be on Ben Vernig. Ben's feet inside the arc, so it'll be free throws for Wright. Up and short. One more for Ben Wright. 8 points tonight, leading the conference in scoring at 18.7 points per game. Mora 36, Pierce 20 with 14:16 to play. Here's the second. That one is around and crawls in. Nine now for Wright, and we get Mora changes. Here's Anderson back, Lilienthal back. Wright and Rasmussen head to the bench. Piers down 17. They trailed by 22 at half. 37-20. Sakala races right to the basket, whips it over to Leidenfrost in the corner. He drives and dishes. It's deflected out to Jonah Prokot. Jonah sends it back for Ryan Stuckmeyer, looking for some room to create. Ryan off for Prokot. One-on-one. Uses a left-hand dribble to leave it inside for Vernick. Off Ben's hand, but reflected back out to Prokot. Now Leidenfrost drives, dishes, and a foul coming. Stopping the clock at 13:47. The Mara foul indicated against Noah Nielsen, number two on him. It's the first Mustang foul, and now Zach Jones replaces Ben Vernick. 13:47 to play in the ballgame. Leidenfrost to throw it in, left baseline under the hoop. Looking, and it was kicked. I think Nielsen's foot got a piece of that intended entry pass to Prokot. And now Jonah will be assigned throw-in duties. 37-20 Mustangs. It comes Leidenfrost, who returns it back to Jonah. His little jump hook is knocked out of bounds, a deflected shot. It'll stay with the Pioneers here. 37-20 Mora. Jones sets up in the left corner. Sakala in the right corner. Leidenfrost finds Jones. Quick catch and shoot. Short. Follows his own miss. Goes back outside to Leidenfrost. Michael back for Stuckmeyer. Ryan looking to drive. Ryan gives it off for Jonah. Jonah kicks it back. Nope. Kept it. Now he feeds it off to Michael. 13:25 to play in Mora. Now Michael puts it up and hits a three. Michael Leidenfrost on the left side. Michael with five. And it's 37-23. Pioneers have cut 8 points off the halftime lead. 37-23 with just over 13 minutes. Here is a pass out front. Now Lilienthal on the wing, looking for any opening. Pioneers defend well. Now they give the ball off to Sampson. He's cut off by Jones. Back to Lilienthal. 12:50 left to play in Mora. Lilienthal 1-1 against Jones. A drive, leaner, off balance. Sakala was there defensively, but somehow it dropped. Noah Nielsen got the hometown roll. He's got four, and it's 39-23. Here's Stuckmeyer in the corner, and they get the travel on Ryan. Turnover, and now Coach Grotchuk will bring three players in. Nick Nelson's coming in. Ben Wright is returning. Also back in is Rasmussen. 12 and a half minutes to play in Mora. Mustangs 39, Pioneers 23. Right. Cross midcourt to Lilienthal. Lilienthal down to the corner. Had it batted loose momentarily by Leidenfrost. Now to right. Right looking inside. Spent a lot of perimeter work here for the Mustangs so far. To the corner. Nielsen will fire over Michael. It is short. Rebound tipped to Jones off Prokot's fingers. Up ahead comes Sakala. Sakala lost his dribble and just flips it out now to Jonah, who puts it up and in. Sakala finds Prokot for two, and Prokot now with four on his first field goal make. He had two first half free throws. 39-25. Pioneers within 14. Right. Looking to stop in the lane, cut off. Finds Nick Nelson's three. That's good. Five for Nick Nelson, and it's 42-25 Mustangs. Stuckmeyer races ahead, leaves it off for Jones. Zach drives, gets by the defender, missed from the left side. There to clean it up, though, is Prokot, and they're going to get a foul on Lilienthal. That'll be Jeff Lilienthal's first, second Mora foul of the half. And here comes Wincher back. 11:20 to play. Wincher for Jones on the coach call substitution. Mora leading by 17, 42-25. Pioneers didn't get past 2 points until there was over 9 minutes gone by in the game. Sakala, step back three. He hit that. Noah's got his mind made up that he's putting it on his shoulders right now. He's got eight this half and 11 in the game, and it's 42-28, and there's a high arcing rainbow jumper off the glass by Lilienthal. He's got 14. Noah behind the back, lost it, got out in front of him. Here comes Lilienthal with Wincher back, and he leans in, and they're going to get a player control foul. No, they're going to say Wincher was inside the restricted arc, and Andy is going to the sideline. He got an elbow, and they're going to send Lilienthal to the line. And there's an injury there for Andy Wincher. He's already headed out of the gym. He got a belting as he stood to take the charge. There's a timeout on the court. Mora 44-28 shooting free throws when we come back to Mora on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, Jeff Lilienthal with the first free throw is good. Second one is also good. He has 16, and Mora is up 46-28. Stuckmeyer in the backcourt, pressured by Wright. Gets ahead now to Sakulla in front of the Pioneer bench. Noah inside, up, and just off. Here comes Mora again. Ben Wright, middle of the court for Lilienthal. Cut off by Ryan. Back for Wright. 10.5 minutes to play, 46-28. Lilienthal, ball fake out front. Through the lane goes Rasmussen. Now for Anderson, back right from way downtown, back rim. There's Jones up above everybody. Wraps it around for Jonah Prokot. 10-15 to play in the ball game. 18-point Mora lead. Here's Prokot driving solidly. Help defense rejected by Hahnstrom. Andy Wincher is not in the gym right now. He took that foul trying to draw a charge. Dylan Pittman was out of the gym with him. I see Dylan just now walk back in. Andy's dad also left the gym, so he's probably down with Andy right now. And it looked like Andy was holding his mouth. He may have got hit in the mouth and maybe loosened a tooth as Jones puts up a three. Stuckmeyer puts it back up and in. Ryan Stuckmeyer. And Ryan's got seven all this half. 46-30 with 9:40 to play. Lilienthal left alone for three. Short, got his own rebound. And he cruises back out front. Now Wright. Wright drives, kicks it off to Anderson. Back to Lilienthal. 9.5 minutes to play. Lilienthal was going to hand it off. His teammate wasn't ready for it. So Lilienthal gets it back. Down to the corner. Dribbling out front is Jeff Lilienthal. One-on-one against Michael Leidenfrost. Now it's Wright. Wright drives against Sakulla, leans and scores. Ben Wright with 11 tonight. And it's 48-30 Mustangs. Sakulla goes up and scores. He just kept going. And Noah still feeling it. 13 for Sakulla, 10 this half. 48-32. You can just tell Noah's mindset has changed. And he is very aggressive offensively. Right from the corner. Good. Right heating up. He's up to 14 points. Here is Jones. He got bumped as he took the pass at the free throw line. We got a Mora foul coming up. That is Caleb Anderson with, well, they say it's his third. I only had him for two, but we'll take the hometown scoring. As he will leave now, as returning is Noah Nielsen for the Mustangs. 8:40 to play. 51-32. Pioneers to pass it in. Posting up. Prokot misses long. Rebound for Mustangs. Here's Wright with 8.5 to go. Now it's Nielsen into the lane, spinning and scoring. Noah Nielsen with six. And the lead is 21. 53-32. Here's a Michael three. It's off. Rebound Hahnstrom. Outlet ahead. And spinning inside. Jones got a piece. He'll call the foul. Count the basket. Andrew Rasmussen leaked out. And Coach Call and I talked about that's when Mora builds their lead. They get up and they start to leak a guy out to half court, get a rebound, and fire it ahead, and it becomes a layup drill. Prokot out, Vernig in. The foul on Zach Jones. Zach's first. And it's one for Rasmussen. And it's around and in. The three-point play, first points of the night for Andrew Rasmussen. And the lead has grown to 24. 56-32. Lilienthal against Stuckmeyer. Off now for Zach Jones at midcourt. For Noah Sakulla. He's going to drive. Had a tip from behind. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Again, Noah with a nose for the basket. But a hand just flicked in and knocked it out of bounds. 7:53 to go. Michael Leidenfrost will inbounds against the padded wall down there. Bounces it in for Noah Sakulla. Fakes a handoff. Noah keeps it. Now fires it out to the wing to Michael Leidenfrost. Clock running, 7:43 to play. Ryan will drive, lost the dribble, but Lilienthal is going to be called for a reach-in foul. Jeff Lilienthal will pick up his, I believe that's his second. Yep, number two on number 14, Jeff Lilienthal. And now Coach Grachuk will bring a player in for Lilienthal. It is Jack Sampson coming off the Mora bench. 7:41 to play. Mora up big, 56-32. Vernig off the entry, goes up, and they're going to call him for a travel. Shuffling his feet, try to power it up against Garrett Hahnstrom. And it's a Pioneer turnover with 7:39 to play. Ben Wright will bring it up court with his left-hand dribble. Across the timeline now, 7.5 minutes to go. Here's Sampson at the free throw line. Cut off by Stuckmeyer. Thrown inside. Back out to Wright. Wright cut off by Sakulla. Back to Wright. Step back three is long. Rebound Ben Vernig in the corner. Ben clears it off for Noah. 7:10 to play in this ball game. Here's a drive. Ryan goes up and draws a foul. This time the body's going to be called on Hahnstrom. That'll be his second of the night. Fifth team foul, second personal on Hahnstrom, and it's two shots for Stuckmeyer. Ryan makes the first. Ryan now with 8 points this half and the game. 56-33, Prokot checks in for Sakulla. Piers has two more road games this week. They'll go up to Pequot Lakes Thursday and over to Foley on Friday. That one rattles in, and Ryan now into double figures with 10. One more game for Mora this week, and that's here against Little Falls. Here's Wright. 7 minutes to play in Mora. 56-34 Mustangs. Nielsen trying to pick and roll. Cut off by Vernig. They reset out near the logo at midcourt for Wright in front of the Mora bench. Wright. Jump stop. Left-hand leaner. Too hard. Rebound comes out to Zach Jones. He's got Leidenfrost to his left, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Noah Nielsen. 6:42 to play. Pioneers will inbounds on the corner baseline as Sakulla checks in for Jones. And back in for the Mustangs, Caleb Anderson and Jeff Lilienthal. 6:42 to play. Mora leading 56-34. And they hand the ball to Michael Leidenfrost. Michael bounces it in for Jonah. Prokot fakes a handoff, keeps it, goes baseline. Jonah now back out. Ryan's three over Lilienthal is short. Rebound battle for and won by the Mustangs. Controlled by Caleb Anderson. Right front court. Off now to Anderson. Back for Lilienthal. 6:20 to play. Lilienthal being chased by Ryan Stuckmeyer. Starts over to the right side. Ryan shadowing him. 6:10 to go. Now right, double screen, three-pointer off. Rebound belongs to Jonah Prokot. Stuckmeyer now pushes ahead for Michael. Explodes to the basket and draws a foul. Michael will shoot two at the 6:01 mark. Blocking foul coming on the Mustangs, number 21, Rasmussen. It's his first. Team foul number six on Mora. Two for Michael Leidenfrost. Michael with 5 points tonight. That one is good. Michael had 12 when these two teams played in Pierce in late January. He's averaging 12.2 a game. He's got six right now. And the second for Michael is in and out. Rebound for Rasmussen. Mora 56, Pierce 35 with under 6 minutes to play in Mora. Lilienthal walks it up court. 5:50 left. Stuckmeyer comes out to greet him on the blue M at midcourt. Back door for Hahnstrom against Verdig for two. First points of the half for Garrett Hahnstrom and 12 now in the game for the 6'7 junior. 58-35. Sakulla for Stuckmeyer to the right side. Got a Prokot screen to get him a look for three. Misses left. Hahnstrom rebound. Looks to clear and push it ahead. And the Pioneers are hustling back. Wright will go up and foul is called. Wright is headed back to the free throw line. I think Ryan is going to get this foul or Sakulla, a two or a three. It's Ryan Stuckmeyer. Ryan's first. And that is the fifth of the half on Pierce, and it's right shooting with 5:20 to play. 58-35. The Mustangs lead. Free throw is good. 15 now for Ben Wright. And he makes that one as well. It's been a quiet 16 for the conference's top scorer, Ben Wright, tonight, averaging 18-7. And we're going to get Lilienthal on a push. That'll be three on Lilienthal, and now the Pioneers will start the bonus free throws, and it'll be Ryan Stuckmeyer shooting the 1-1. 60-35 Mustangs with 5:13 to go. 1-1 for Ryan. He just made a pair from there. He's got all 10 of his points after halftime. 60-35. Ryan at the line. Up and got it. 11 points now for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Noah Sakulla leads the Pioneers with 13. Second. Trying to see if I see Winter back yet. Second one is straight through for Ryan. And now Zach Jones will come in and replace Ben Vernig. Yeah, I see Andy is over there, and he's holding an ice bag on his lip or mouth area. So he actually... He obviously did get dinged up in the mouth when he tried to draw a charge about 5 minutes ago. Speaking of 5 minutes, that's how long is left to play in Mora, 60-37. Lilienthal tries to go back door, ends up throwing it away, and then they'll get a Mora foul as Zach Jones with the steal. And I think this foul will go on Caleb Anderson. That is four on Anderson. And now it's a chance for Zach Jones to score from the free throw line. And Mora will sub in Nick Nelson for Anderson. Nelson for Anderson at the 4:59 mark. 1-1. That's the eighth foul on the Mustangs. Zach Jones, good. First point tonight for the junior, Zach Jones. Makes it 60-38. One more. That one is also good. Perfect form there. Nets 2 points for Zach. And the clock begins. 4:55 to go. 60-39 Mustangs. Near side pass comes to Rasmussen. Defended on the perimeter by Michael. They zip it over near side. Back into the hands of Rasmussen. Through traffic. Underneath. Ball fake. Up and no. Rebound. Whistle. And they're going to get a foul on Nelson. And it'll be, I believe, Prokot headed to the free throw line. Nelson with his first, and that is the ninth Mora foul this half, and it is senior Jonah Prokot shooting the 1-1. This is the last 1-1 for the Pioneers. Mora has now put Pierce into the double bonus. Jonah short, rebound Nelson. 4.5 minutes to go. 60-39. Mora looking to pick up their 14th win in a row. Ben Wright says, "You're going to leave me alone out here. I'll fire it up." And he casts that one wide to the right, well off target. Pierce gets it back with 4:22 to play. Sakala takes the inbounds from Prokot. You got Jones and Stuckmeyer on the left side of the court. Down in the right corner is Michael Leidenfrost. Here's Jones back out for Ryan, working on Lilienthal. Right side now for Michael Leidenfrost. One-on-one, back out. Jonas three is off target. Jones up for the rebound, blocked by Hahnstrom. Hahnstrom collects and a reach-in foul. And Hahnstrom is fouled as he got the board. And the foul, I believe, is on Noah Sakala, his second. And not 1-1 yet. That's only 16 fouls on Pierce. Jones out, Vernigan. More of when they cross midcourt, will be under 4 minutes to go. Dale and Bob are headed to the buses. Warm them up. Wright will jog it up. Crosses midcourt with 3:55 to play in Mora. Near side, Anderson on the wing. Now Rasmussen holds it out for Lilienthal against Stuckmeyer. Gives it to Wright. Back out front. Into the low post for Hahnstrom. Whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get a hook called on Vernig. And Hahnstrom will go to the free throw line for the bonus. Nope, they got Jonah reaching in. That's the third on Jonah. 1-1 for Garrett Hahnstrom. The 6'7 junior's got 12. And he misses. Rebound Noah Sakala. 3:35 to play. Sakala, top of the key, hands it right back, and Jonah will fire and come up short. Trying to save it in is Stuckmeyer, but he can't get there before it bounces off the wall. Very little room from the baseline to the wall here at the gym in Mora on both ends. Only about an extra 2 feet. 3:20 to go is Wright. Cruises ahead now to Lilienthal. Back to the wing. Wright will go, lean in, finds a cutter, and laying it up and in is Anderson. Four tonight for Caleb Anderson, 62-39, 3:05 to go. Vernig from the corner for three, short. Rebound, Hahnstrom. He gets it off to Wright, and we're under 3 minutes to go in Mora. Pierce will be in Pequot Lakes on Thursday. There's a running layup, and knocked to the floor is Rasmussen. He'll shoot two. Pioneer foul is on Noah Sakala. That's number three on Noah, and it's Rasmussen shooting two. He's got 3 points tonight. 2:52 to play. Short on that one. The remaining schedule for Mora, they've got Little Falls here on Friday. They go to Chisago Lakes Monday. Second free throw, that one is straight through. They close out the season next week, Thursday, Friday. Albany comes in here Thursday, North Branch on Friday. Here is Sakala finding Vernig, and Vernig with the finish and the foul. Ben Vernig has his first two off a Sakala assist. Stops the clock with 2:43 to go. Foul is on Hahnstrom, his third, and it's one shot for Ben Vernig. Zach Jones looks like he's going to be checking in for Ben as he stays at the scorer's table. So Vernig for the and one. He makes it, and now the horn will sound. Ben will come out. Jones comes in. It's 63-42, Mora. Pioneers just could not get their offense going to start the ball game. They trailed by 22 at half. Their deficit now is 21, so it's been basically even in the second half. 2.5 minutes to go. Wright, as they flex it through, Wright leaves it for Hahnstrom. He missed a dunk, and he lost it out of bounds. Pierce will get it. He tried to go up and throw it down, and he rattled it out. 2:25 to go. Sakala met at midcourt by Wright. Noah works it to the left side. Now right side for Jones. Goes up with the left hand, and he missed it. Rebound tipped by Prokot, but pulled away by Anderson. 2:10 to go in Mora. Lilienthal adjusts the mask as he brings it up court against Ryan Stuckmeyer. Hand it off now. And Prokot will bump into Wright. And Jonah picks up his fourth. And it'll be free throws for Ben Wright with 2 minutes exactly left. Kyle Welly's going to check in. Looks like Andy Brill is at the scorer's table. Landon Schomer checks in. Jacob Hyatt comes to the table and reports in. Sakala, Prokot are headed out. And now Coach Grachek likewise is going to look down at his bench and bring some reserves in. Mason Harold reports in. The free throw shooter. You got Dallas Fix in the lineup now. Levi Hallstrom is in. Free throw is in and out. No good by Wright. The rebound put back up and in by Dallas Fix. Minute 50 to go. Brill for Welly. Now Harold. Mason Harold. Three-pointer for Andy Brill. Misses off the rim. Rebound for Fix. Gives it off. And Max Sampson now. And the Mustangs will use a timeout just to get some subs in. Wright will check out. His night is done. He'll finish with 16. Lilienthal, 15. The two guards. Here is a post-up inside. Shot up and in. That is Nick Nelson. He has 7 off the bench for Moore tonight. Welly for Hyatt. Jacob driving in traffic. Hyatt up and off. Schomer battles for the rebound. Lost it. And Moore has got it with 1:10 to play. Front court now. Jack Sampson guarded by Mason Harold. High screen. Sampson backs off, now stops his dribble. Brill, they switch defensively, and he knocks it loose, but it's kept by Fix. Down to the wing, 52 seconds left. Mason Harold, there's Kyle Welly, almost with a steal. Pass inside is up, rejected by Landon Schomer. To the wing, here's a shot from the corner, that's off. And Mason Harold with the rebound with 33 seconds left. Up ahead, Brill. Back for Harold. Mason for Kyle Welly with 27 seconds left. Welly will drive, challenge, and miss. Rebound tipped by Brill underneath. And we get a held ball or a foul. There's a foul coming one way or the other with 21 seconds left. And Landon Schomer's going to shoot free throws. Double bonus. The Mora foul on Jack Sampson. Landon Schomer first is no good. One more for the senior. Landon puts it up, and that one bounces off. No good. 18 seconds left. 67-42 Mustangs. Max Sampson, the final trip up court. We'll see if the Mustangs will just dribble this out. Looks like that is the plan. And Mora goes to 14-0. The final score tonight in Mora. Mustang 67, the Pioneers 42.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce.
and they've been recognized throughout Central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Hi, this is Sarah, Wireless Manager for Design Electronics. When is the last time you stopped into one of our stores and let one of our awesome staff members check out your Verizon account? If it's been a while, then I encourage you to stop in and let us take a peek at your account and see if there's anything we can do to make it better. There could be a better plan out there, maybe you qualify for a discount, or maybe there's an offer for a new device that you just can't pass up. Whatever it may be, we want to help you. So stop in or call us and let us show you the design difference.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Kenco, Shelley Funeral Home, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premium Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Horizon Health, Essential Health, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Piers Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprises, Ritters Thompson and Olson, Piers Golf Course. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Final score from Mora, the Mustangs improved to 14-0 with a 67-42 home court win over the visiting Pioneers. They led 32-10 at halftime, and they just held on to their lead throughout the second half, although it was a closer second half than the first. It was a cold shooting first half for the Pioneers, really put them behind the eight ball. They trailed by 22 at half, ended up losing by 25 tonight. 16 apiece for Ben Wright and Jeff Lilienthal, a dozen for Garrett Honstrom, 7 for Nick Nelson, 6 for Noah Nielsen, 4 each for Caleb Anderson and Andrew Rasmussen, and 2 for Dallas Fix. Mora converts the 11 of 16 free throws. They go to 14-0, and their next game is Friday. Back on this home court, they will host the Little Falls Flyers in Granite Ridge action. For the Pioneers, their record falls to 10-4 now, and they are led tonight by Noah Sekulis, 13, Ryan Stuckmeyer with 11. After that, it was Michael Leidenfrost with 6, Jonah Prokot with 4, Andy Wincher 3, Ben Vernig 3, Zach Jones with 2. Piers 11 of 16 free throws. 2 more road trips this week for the Pioneers. They will go to Pequot Lakes on Thursday and then return to Granite Ridge action on Friday when they make the trip over to Foley. Joe Call joins us next as his post-game chat with his guys is done. We'll be back with the coach next.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required. And earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Real quick post-game visit. Let the guys get back on the bus and get back home as they've got they got enough bus time. They don't need to be hanging around a gym here. They got 2 more road trips this week. Joe Call joins me here. And Coach, just that slow start, and boy, it was uphill right away. When you only score 10 points in the first half and only 2 through about the first 9 minutes, you know you got your work cut out for it against a great team like Mora.
Yeah, no doubt. I told the boys in the locker room this game did not come down to offense. It came down to defense. I mean, we held them to 67. I mean, that's a typical high school ball game score right there, 67. It was just our offensive end, but it wasn't our offense. It was their defense that dictated how we were going to play offensively. And we just saw guys out there playing a little passive.
Yep.
You could see
the mindset change in the second half.
Yeah,
a little bit, but
yeah, we had to do a little adjusting there. But I tell you what, I mean, first half,
Andy Wincher is leading us with shot attempts, with nine shot attempts, and we got some of our better guys with only one or two shot attempts. I mean, we gotta look for our shot a little more in those situations, especially big games when you play against really good teams like this. But Moore is a great team. They got a great squad. They're gonna make some noise in the playoff run, and it's not necessarily because of their offense. They play great defense. They get up after it, and they make you play fast. And at times we just got a little out of control at times, and sometimes we were passing up a lot of shots, and it was because we were anticipating their pressure coming at us. But like you said, totally different second half there. I thought the boys checked in a little better there once we got going in the second half. And, credit to Moore. They're a great team.
Will we see, you think, the same style, that frenetic kind of up-down tempo Thursday in Pequot?
We'll see. We'll see. You got to factor in a lot of different things and how the game goes and whatnot, but we'll see what happens here. We'll take it day by day and kind of reevaluate. I told the boys the other just in the locker room, you know, we went on a 7-game winning streak there, and we lost to Albany. And us as a coaching staff and players, we learned more in that one game against Albany than we did during our 7-game stretch of winning. You learn so much more when you lose. And that's what we're going to treat this game as, is a learning opportunity for everyone, you know, not just the players, us as coaches too. I mean, we're not perfect, and neither are the players, and we talked about that. And it's all about improvement and how you move on. You can always go two directions, and hopefully we go the right one.
Coach, we'll see you Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Coach Call of the Pioneers as Mora wins it tonight, 67-42 over the Pioneers. We'll wrap it up and head home right after this.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, as we close up shop and head out of Mora tonight, it is the Frosties. You are their sports player of the game, and it's Noah Sakala leading the way with 13 tonight for Noah, the senior. Pioneers will try and regroup and still make a positive week. They can go 2-1 yet this week. Tough competition, though. Thursday in Pequot Lakes, Friday in Foley, both road games. As the Pioneers fall tonight in Mora, 67-42. That's your final. Good night, everybody.